USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy.
It varies from state to state, as you well know, and it's going to be a phased-in, kind of rolling-in process. But that doesn't mean you get nothing. That means things are going to improve.
Kudlow, speaking on Fox News, also shares his perspective on what he believes May will look like.
May is going to be a transition month for reopening the economy. Let's just call it May and spilling over into early June.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is still unsure about a formation of a House Select Committee on coronavirus stimulus spending.
I view this as just another impeachment committee.
Democrats, who will have the majority on the panel, say the panel aims to prevent and crack down on fraud and abuse, to which McCarthy already says they're House committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump is defending retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on social media a day after newly unsealed FBI notes revealed that top officials contemplated prosecuting him before interviewing him. A note from an undisclosed FBI official read, "What's our goal? Truth slash admission, or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired?" Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is reacting to the news.
They're devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols. They had only special violations of every protocol known for him because they were determined to take him out. It's abuse of their authority at every turn.
The Department of Defense is handing out nearly 4 million medical masks and 14 million non-medical masks across the United States in response to coronavirus. Over 92 million exam gloves will also be distributed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Elon Musk has a new plan to reduce satellite light pollution. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Elon Musk told a group of scientists that SpaceX plans to launch a Starlink satellite in May with a sunshade to make it less visible from Earth and mitigate interruptions to astronomical observations. He says the brightness of the satellite can interrupt scientific observations of planets, stars, and other space phenomena. SpaceX was facing protests from astronomers and other stargazers who have seen its satellites shining brightly in the sky. Astronomy groups posted images showing how the satellites actually marred photos and interrupted observation of space objects. A launch in January carried one spacecraft, which was so-called DarkSat. It had an experimental coating to make it less reflective and less visible to stargazers. The company said the non-reflective coating made the satellite dimmer, but the sunshade experiment is expected to be more effective.
And finally, next week, May the 4th, or Star Wars Day, will be celebrated despite the coronavirus pandemic. New York Comic Con and Star Wars Celebration organizers are putting on a two-day online show, May 4th and the 5th. The festivities will feature multiple virtual events as well as Q&A sessions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.